Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
All right, the final bill of the year between the Reds and the Brewers. Three games starting off on Monday night in Milwaukee. This was a good one right from the jump. Ellie De La Cruz nearly hit a leadoff homer. Joey Weimer timed up the leap perfectly and robbed a home run to get this series going. Then in the bottom of the first inning, the Brewers quickly got on the board.
The right-hander deals again. Line to right center, a base hit. Yelich around third. They're going to send him home. He is in there. And the Brewers have the lead at 1-0 on a solid line drive by Contreras.
Bob Uecker on the call here on WTMJ. Unfortunately for the Brewers, as that would be their first at-bat with a runner in scoring position tonight, it would take a long time to get their second hit with a runner in scoring position tonight. More on that a little bit later. On the next at-bat for Ellie De La Cruz in the third inning, he hit a ball that did not come down. I mean, seriously, it did not come down. He hit it over the Toyota Sequoia in right center field and allegedly out of the ballpark, through the panels, and onto the concourse beyond the outfield wall. Incredible stuff, 459 feet away to make it a 2-1 Reds lead. But that will be the end of the offense for the Reds against Colin Ray. He was fantastic today, delivering a quality start, six innings, just those two runs allowed, and he actually was in line for a loss when he was set to leave the game, though, it looked like, before the bottom of the sixth. And Sal Frelick came to the plate.
And the pitch. Hit to right and deep. Get up! Get up! Get out of here! Gone for Frelick. His first big league home run. He ties the game at two apiece.
That came with a 3-2 count. Let me blow your mind real quick. This is exactly what the hit collector does in his AAA career. He hit 346 when he was behind in the count, and he had more hits than strikeouts when he had a two-strike count. So far in the big leagues, he's now got four hits and only one strikeout with two strikes on him in the show. Some ridiculous stuff. He tied the game at two. But remember what I said about runners in scoring position? The Brewers would go 0-14 in the middle portion of this game with a runner in scoring position. They started 1-for-1. They went 0-for-14. This game was tied at 2. The bullpen was great again. Hobie Milner in the 7th. Yoel Piamps in the 8th. Devin Williams kept it tied in the 9th. So in the bottom of the 9th inning, it was the Brewers' bottom of the order getting it done. A leadoff walk from Blake Perkins. Jesse Winker lined a single off the bench. He was lifted for a pinch runner for Tyrone Taylor. And here we are again. Runners on 1st and 2nd. And nobody out for Christian Yelich.
Coming back, Yelich bounces one to right. It's a base hit. Perkins around third. Here he comes. He'll score. And the Brewers win.
Bob Uecker's call as the crew wins it. Fourth walk-off victory of the season. It's Yelich's first walk-off hit since 2019. What a win. Back at it tomorrow with Corbin Burnes on the mound, too, looking for a series win. We're going to wrap up the program right after this on WTMJ.